The COVID vaccines have been a remarkable success. According to the CDC, more than 221 million people in the U.S. are fully vaccinated, and serious adverse reactions are extremely rare. For instance, just 238 of the more than 15 million Americans who got the Johnson & Johnson shot came down with Guillain-Barré syndrome, or GBS, which tricks the immune system into attacking nerve cells. Anthony Flint is one of the 238 who got GBS back in April. But he hasn't talked about it till recently, and the reason is thought-provoking. Anthony is with the nonprofit Lincoln Institute of Land Policy. They focus on sustainable land use. Anthony, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And let's just jump right in. You do recommend the vaccines?
Yes. Even as I get around with a cane, I still recommend that everyone get the COVID vaccine.
You write, there's more risk from COVID, but also more risk from getting in a car every day. Than, let's say, having an adverse side effect.
Yes. I really wrestled with telling my story, but I think that the best outcome here is to just stand back and look at what the actual risks are of something bad happening.
Well, and we want to do that. I want to talk about GBS and what happened to you. But this fact that you had an adverse side effect made it more difficult for you to talk about what happened to you with the vaccine, because you do support the vaccines. Have I got that right?
Yes. You know, this is scary stuff. I've learned more about GBS than I ever thought I would, and it's pretty fascinating, actually, medically. But it's been hard for me to talk about because I didn't see how it would fit into, you know, such a fraught dialogue about vaccines and vaccine hesitation. I'm normally a serial social media poster, but I held back because I was worried it would scare people away from the vaccines who were, you know, had genuine questions. Also that it might be kind of like hijacked by anti-vax disinformation campaigns.
Right. You don't want to be lumped in with people who think vaccines cause infertility. They don't, or that they have something to do with microchips. They don't. That was your fear. Well, obviously, you think we should talk about it now. What are we talking about? Guillain-Barré syndrome, named after two French doctors who noticed kind of a paralysis in World War I soldiers. It can be caused by virus, by bacteria, bad food, other vaccines. Very small risk. But what is it? What did it do to you? What did you feel, and when did you feel it?
Well, the first pangs came after a mere 20-minute ride on a stationary bike at the gym. And then I had trouble sleeping. I had this funny feeling underneath my skin, like champagne bubbles. I went to the emergency room actually a couple of times before getting a spinal tap and having the diagnosis of GBS. And what I was told is that something goes haywire. Our immune systems are amazing things, but my antibodies confronted the spike protein represented by the J&J vaccine. But then some of them started looking around and they decided that the coating on my nerves, on my peripheral nervous system, also kind of looked like that. And they decided that they should go ahead and attack that as if it was an enemy. So it was my body attacking my own peripheral nervous system.
I mean, you describe it in an essay you wrote for the Boston Globe magazine. They went rogue and they took the hill, you know, only the hill was you. And you're treated with fresh antibodies. Those rogue antibodies, those misinformed troops, were sucked out through a tube in your neck. It's a pretty tough case.
It's been quite a journey. Three treatments, following up with steroids to sort of tamp down the lingering inflammation. But the hard work really comes with rehab. And for that, I went to Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital. And first of all, I have to say, I'm very grateful I'm grateful for a lot of things. One is to have health insurance and understanding employer, but to be in the medical epicenter of Boston. I was treated at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, and then I went to Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital. And there, I had to learn how to walk all over again and to use my hands and get on the path to recovery.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah, I was flat on my back, easily fatigued. At first, I was getting around only with a walker, also a wheelchair.
In July, You say you were watching when the CDC announced the warning about Guillain-Barré syndrome tied to the Johnson & Johnson shot, and you wept. Why?
And, you know, this confirmed what my doctors had told me. I felt bad for the other 100 people. It was 100 people at the time. And it really just hit home that I just got so extremely unlucky. And then that night, I remember watching all the national news and seeing how the media treated the story. And it was pretty uniform. And it was that, here's this terrible thing that happened. The FDA attached a warning, but it's very rare. And just about everybody said the things that we're saying, which was that, you know, the risks of getting COVID are much greater, mm-hmm. and the vaccines are, for the most part, safe and effective.
Well, you know, you and I spoke. We wrestled about how do we do this? We want to make sure that the headline is that the vaccines still work and that this is rare. But as I just did that again, that kind of ignores what you went through. I mean, that must have made you feel really lonely and diminished. I mean, people were saying things like, oh, it's just a weakness.
Right, yes. I remember thinking, you know, I'll show you weakness. I remember I had to go lie down after reading that. I also felt like, hey, come on, let's not gloss over anything either. You know, you can talk about the percentages, but as my doctor once said, you know, this is 100% of me. Mm. I was sort of wrestling with that feeling of wanting to be acknowledged about the hard thing that happened and just having a more reasonable conversation
right.
about it.
It's lonely.
Yeah, I longed to talk about my rehab sessions in the gym there at Spalding, but I held back because it was just too supercharged and, through social media in particular.
So it was isolating for you, but you also worry about the message it sends.
Yeah, ultimately, that's what I decided was I should tell my story because we shouldn't try to hide any of this. It'll look like the medical establishment is trying to hide something if they don't talk about adverse effects, however rare. Let's put all the cards on the table. Yes, something goes haywire in the very small number of people. And then you can move on to the overwhelming majority of cases where there are no such adverse effects. But I think there are people out there who have genuine questions about the vaccines and how they work and what happens in their bodies or their kids' bodies.
Well, you say those people, they can handle the truth. And I'm thinking as well, it allows, you know, the 200 or so of people like you who have GPS, rare, but they're not so isolated. They can get some more support maybe as well.
I sometimes wonder, you know, who those other people are. I'd actually really like to get in touch with some of them. One of the great things that Beth Israel did actually was connect me with another GPS patient who has since recovered, and it was great to talk about. It was almost like a support group.
Yeah.
I think the greater good is really to confront side effects more honestly and openly for anyone who is hesitating, although it also has the effect, as you say, of making us feel a little less alone.
Anthony Flint of Boston, somebody who's had a side effect, Guillain-Barré syndrome from the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, one of the very few who have had that reaction. And by the way, Anthony, when might you expect recovery? What are you hearing?
They say that it's usually 6 months to a year. 80% of GBS patients have a full recovery. I am just hoping and having my fingers crossed that next spring I'll experience that full recovery. Horrible experience, interesting issues. I've learned a lot, and I keep learning and keep trying to get better.
Thank you so much, and we wish you the best.
All right. Thank you.